Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is August 25th, Tuesday, 2020, day 238. Today's topic, the righteous will flourish, they will bear fruit in old age. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 92, verses 9 to 15, Job chapter 16, verse 1 to chapter 19, verse 29, 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 1 to 24, Proverbs 22, verse 1. Today's main passage, Psalm 92, verses 12 to 15. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming, "The Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today is, the righteous will flourish, they will bear fruit in old age. Many people feel they are useless when they are in old age and fall into depression. Today, Psalm 92, verses 12 to 15 gives us a very important teaching and encouragement. The righteous will bear fruit in old age. That's God's promise to those righteous who live out the standard of God, who are Christ-like. God's promise is that they will flourish like a palm tree and grow like a cedar of Lebanon. That is, they will be evergreen and become the best wood. Yes, those who love the Lord and whom God loves will be flourished like that. And they can become an example of what Jesus says in John 15, verses 1 to 8. Jesus says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. May you be close to Jesus each day and be more and more like him each day, that you will bear much fruit in all age to glorify his mighty name. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be close to you and be more and more like you each day, that we will bear much fruit in all age to glorify your mighty name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what inspiration have you received from today's catch? And what have you heard from Jesus now? Number two, what is your next step? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.